After this, there's another extraordinary line. The Buddha says, you know, he's just evoked these bodhisattvas who planted all these merit roots and who have this serene, one-minded faith in the sutra. After that, he says that all those bodhisattvas are known by him. Are known by him. Known they are, Subhuti, to the Tathagata, through his Buddha cognition. Seen they are, Subhuti, by the Tathagata, with his Buddha eye. Fully known they are, Subhuti, to the Tathagata. So this is, you know, can seem a bit kind of spooky, can't it? That the Buddha knows us, sees us, fully, somehow, some way. So what's going on here? Some people start to get really worried at this point, because is the Buddha, you know, turning into some sort of god, some all-knowing deity up there in the sky or somewhere all around us? You know, this is the voice of the Mysterons. Sorry, that's a reference to an old television, children's television programme. Captain Scarlet, for anybody who wants the reference. This is the voice of the Mysterons. We know you can hear us. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. Anyway, I don't think this is what the Buddha is saying. The Buddha's not turning himself into a... there isn't deification of the Buddha going on here. It's not a popular religious point at all that somehow the Buddha is there and can see us and hear our prayers. Actually, what's really going on is the expression of very profound and deep, kind of almost mystical experiences and realities. In the experiencing of deepening faith, deepening intuition of the Diamond Sutra, which means of the true nature of things, the rigid demarcation and distinction between self and other, in here and out there, sentient being, ordinary being and Buddha, begins to break down, begins to dissolve, becomes more fluid. If we look deeply into ourselves, into each other, we would not in fact find separation. We would not find irreducible separate entities and selves. We'll not be able to isolate a real self and a real other. The true nature of things is non-dual, beyond that kind of beyond distinction. If we begin to glimpse this, intuit this, some sort of intuition or awareness of being beyond self and other, if we get a sense of that, a kind of non-dual awareness, experience, I don't know what the language is, this kind of intuition will seem very foreign to us, very strange to us, very unusual to our habitual self-bounded perception and experience. It will seem as if it's something other, that's kind of looking at us, that's knowing us, interacting with us. Sometimes this can happen in meditation or puja sometimes, that you know, your awareness has sort of broken the crust of thinking that it's sort of in here. There's an in here and out there. And you have a sort of sense of something almost looking back at you, being aware of you. Or even so, as though we're being swallowed up by something.